Jon Stewart is back in the host chair at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. The Daily Show podcast has everything you need to stay on top of today's news and pop culture. You get hilarious, satirical takes on entertainment, politics, sports, and more from Jon and the team of correspondents and contributors. The podcast also has content you can't get anywhere else, like extended interviews and a roundup of the weekly headlines. Listen to The Daily Show, Ears Edition, wherever you get your podcasts.
It's The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert.
Welcome back, everybody. Ladies and gentlemen, my next guest is the star of one of the most critically acclaimed films of last year, Get Out.
Would anyone like tea?
No, I'm good. We're leaving, actually.
Really? Why? Is something wrong?
Rose?
His dog got really sick, so he has to be at the vet first thing in the morning.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, how terrible.
Rose, the keys.
Looking.
Rose?
Rose, give me...
Where are those keys, Rose?
You know I can't give you the keys, right, babe?
Now making his late night debut, please welcome Daniel Kaluuya.
They're really cool. They're amazing.
They are amazing.
This is very
surreal.
They are
very cool.
Hello, everyone. How you doing? Hello.
Hey.
How you doing?
Nice to have you on.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks for being on. I'm so glad that you're here for your first late night experience.
Yeah, this is the first time I've ever people wanted to... But no one's wanted to talk to me, so...
I can imagine for the past year, a lot of people have wanted to
talk
to you.
A lot of people talk to me on the street, and then, like, with their phones and stuff, but I've just been chilling. I've been chilling out.
Jordan Peele said that this is the movie that black people were waiting for.
Yeah.
Now, do you think that that's specifically, from your point of view, is that a black African-American experience, or is this... black people of any nationality? Is this the same movie that black people in England were waiting for?
I feel like what Jordan articulated through his voice and his African-American voice and African-American perspective, he tapped into a universal black truth navigating the Western world where, like, white people say some really weird stuff to you. White people say weird stuff. White people say weird things.
So what might be something weird, I would say
so
to that, you?
So, what's... You're looking at his nails. You're, like, really nervous now. Like, what would I say?
If this
I was white,
this is
what
how
would
white
I,
people watch Get Out. I don't recognize that behavior at all, Jordan Peele. So what, like, weird things?
So basically, what Jordan and me have kind of experienced is, like, so he was saying a joke about, I would have voted for Obama 3 times.
Yeah.
The new version of that is, I've watched Get Out 3 times.
Oh, wow.
So it's like, people go, oh, I'm, like, I'm so down. Or, like, oh, yeah. Steph Curry. I'm like, yeah.
Steph Curry.
Like,
Steph Curry?
Yeah, go there. Or, like, or some people in London, because there's, like, London slang. So people in England talk to me in London slang.
Okay.
But they shouldn't. Because I understand English. Like, I don't understand, like, I don't know why. Why are you saying that? Why? I can, I'm bilingual, you know, speaking there.
Now that you're part of this fantastic movie, like a cultural moment kind of movie, I've seen it 3 times, by the way.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Because, you know.
Yeah, I mean, it's,
you know what
like,
I mean.
I'm so happy you...
What's the most Hollywood thing that's happened to you?
I hugged Oprah.
Wow.
I'm basically bulletproof.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You can't be drowned.
No, I can't.
You can walk into fire and nothing happens to you
now. My credit's great now.
How did that come about?
Even the story before it is a gas story. So basically, like... Denzel came up to me at the Globe.
Okay.
Nah,
Denzel came up to me.
I look like a wanker now, innit? I just got like, Denzel, like, I'm still local, man. I'm a local lad. So Denzel Washington came up to me at the Globes, and then he was like, oh, yeah, yeah. He came to me in English accent. He was like, yeah, cheers, mate, cheers, mate, cheers, mate. And I was like, oh. I was like, I can't believe you know who I am. Like, this is very surreal. Looking at Denzel is like being in a movie, because I've watched him in movies for so long, and I'm like, this is a movie that's happening. You're talking to me, but it's like this VR movie sponsored by, I don't know, like a really big telephone company. And then, like, and then so he spoke to me, and then, like, he was like, I was like, I can't believe he knows who I am. I can't believe I know who I am. And then he went to his wife, he goes, he can't believe I know who he is. And then he goes, come meet Oprah. And I'm like, okay, let's go. and then I was like, looking at my table, I was like, I don't know what's happening. And then I hugged Oprah. I just hugged her. But then I went to Chicago back in the day, and me and my mom took a picture outside Oprah's studios. Oh. And I said it to her. Like, and I said that to her, like, I was like, wow, this is really surreal. And she smells amazing. And and there's a picture out there of us three, but I don't know where it is. I don't know, I haven't seen it.
Of you and Denzel and Oprah?
Yeah.
You don't know where it is?
I don't know where it is.
How did you let that happen?
Bro, I met them. I don't know. I was in a daze, man. I was just like, I don't know. Is someone to be normal when you meet Oprah and Denzel? I don't know. Like, I'm just... I don't know, it's like the picture's got to go. It's done, it's finished. I'm happy it exists. That's what I'm happy, like, I don't need to have it. I don't need to hold it. It exists, that makes me happy.
So the knowledge that it's there is as powerful as whether or not you have an experience of it.
Yeah.
So this picture is like God.
Yeah, it's like...
like, that knowing that God is there is enough of
you
a thing.
Need,
I don't have to...
You don't need the evidence.
To talk to me today.
I don't have to have a drink with God to know that... Have a tequila shot with God. No, this is going to really piss off a lot of Christian people. Specifically my mum, so let's stop there.
You know,
there.
God's seen Get Out 4 times. Yeah. Daniel, thank you so much
thank
for being
so
here,
Thank you so much
man.
For having me.
Lovely to meet you. Say hi to Oprah for me. Thank you for listening to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert. Just one more thing. If you want to see more of me, come to The Late Show YouTube channel for more clips and exclusives.
Late Show Pod Show listeners can get 20% off on all Late Show with Stephen Colbert merchandise on ParamountShop.com. That's 20% off at checkout on all Late Show shirts, mugs, accessories, and more with code TLS20 at ParamountShop.com.